Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. and Canada are airlifting security assistance to Haiti's national police. The aid comes just days before the United Nations considers international military intervention. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
The situation in Haiti is dire. Gangs now control vast parts of the country, and for more than a month now, they've blocked the distribution of gasoline. Many businesses, schools, and hospitals are closed, and for the first time ever, some Haitians are on the verge of famine. On Saturday, the U.S. and Canada airlifted supplies ordered by Haiti's police. It included armored vehicles that the police hope to use to try to end the fuel blockade. Haiti's government has also asked for foreign troops to help restore order. But it's unclear whether such a motion will have support from Russia and China when the UN Security Council meets on Monday. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Iran state news media says four prisoners are dead, 61 are injured, after a fire at a prison in Tehran. It reports the blaze was set by the prisoners themselves and has now been extinguished. It comes as a fifth week of anti-government protests begins in Iran, sparked by the death of a young woman in police custody. The BBC's Azadeh Moshiri reports.
Tehran's governor said the fire broke out because of a riot between inmates, but the situation is still unclear. Evin Prison is known for housing hundreds of political prisoners, as well as protesters who've been out on the streets since the death of Mahsa Amini. So when videos started circulating of the jail in flames, with gunshots heard in the background, it caused alarm both inside the country and beyond.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping says China is still committed to taking control of Taiwan. In the opening speech of the Chinese Communist Party Congress today, Xi told representatives the party is unswerving in its desire to control Taiwan, ideally peacefully, but it reserves the option of using force. Investors will learn more this week about the U.S. housing market and the state of manufacturing. NPR's Scott Horsley has a preview.
On Tuesday, we'll learn how factories performed in September, following a slight uptick in manufacturing production in August. Rising interest rates have been weighing on the housing market. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed home loan is now close to 7%. A year ago, it was less than half that. On Wednesday, we'll learn how that's affecting new home construction. We'll also get a report this coming week on September's sales of existing homes. August home sales were down almost 20% from a year ago. Falling home sales have also contributed to a drop in demand for furniture, appliances, and garden supplies. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Officials from the Department of the Interior made a third stop this weekend on a tour to hear from Indian boarding school survivors. It's part of an initiative to make permanent oral history of abuse in the schools. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
78-year-old Rosalie Quickbear remembers being powdered with pesticide, left with an untreated broken leg, and spending days in a dark cement cellar at one of the 31 boarding schools that existed in South Dakota. Quickbear tells her grandkids this.
You see all this horror stuff on TV? Real bad? That's how we grew up. That's why we're like we are.
The Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative is collecting stories like Quick Bear's. Interior Secretary Deb Holland says the tour is just one step.
That we will take to strengthen and rebuild the bonds within Native communities that the Federal Indian Boarding School policies set out to break.
Other efforts include identifying burial sites across the boarding school system and tracking federal support that went to the schools. For NPR News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Mission, South Dakota.
In Uganda, an outbreak of Ebola has prompted President Yoweri Museveni to announce a lockdown in two districts. In a televised national address, Museveni has imposed an overnight curfew, closed places of worship and entertainment, and is restricting movement in and out of the districts. The deadly disease has been spreading in two central districts for 3 weeks. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.